Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Hallelujah. How many people know God is worth our time? He's worth our undivided attention. We need to pay attention to the Lord. Pay Him our attention. Give Him our full respect and honor. An undivided heart. That's why when the Bible talks about faith, He says that a person that doesn't ask in faith, let him not think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. And the Lord set it up that way. That if we're going to receive from Him, then we're going to have to come in faith, which is what? Which is coming to Him undivided in our heart. We are fully convinced of His will, of Him, and we give Him our total 100% belief. We're not kind of believing. We're not wishing and hoping. We are fully trusting Him, putting our life on the line in believing Him. Believing Him. You know, like if you're praying and believing for something. In fact, Brother Aaron, why don't you come up here for a second? If you're believing for something, you say, man, I am trusting God 100%. How many people believe God deserves 100% trust from you? 100% our full undivided trust, right? We need to give Him 100% without doubting. But this is how a lot of folks trust God. They say, Lord, I'm just leaning on You. Now, hold me up, Lord. I'm leaning on You, Lord. I'm trusting in You. I'm believing in You, God, that You're going to come through for me and it's going to come out just the way You said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let go, Lord. Amen. Fully trusted in You. Fully trusted in You. Happy to know I'm not fully trusted in them. Now, I was leaning on Him, wasn't I? I was leaning on Him. But if He pulled away, I'm still okay. See? Because I'm still trusting in the leg of the flesh. The Bible talks about the arm of the flesh. Today it's the leg of the flesh. Now, full trust in God. To fully trust God, say, Lord, I trust You. You can let me fall a little bit further. I totally trust You. Hallelujah. I trust You, Jesus. You will not let me down. You will not grow weary. Aaron might, but You never will. You pick me up. Push me back up. Praise God. Amen. Thank You. Through You, Lord. Oh, glory to God. I know we're going to make it. I am trusting in You. Now, God deserves that kind of trust. Without hesitation, just throw ourselves into His arms. Throw ourselves on His word. I'm going to fully believe Him. I'm going to trust in Him. And I'm not going to trust in myself. That would be dishonorable for me to stick my leg in there and say, well, just in case the Lord don't come through for me. Just in case. See, that's why you won't be able to receive anything from the Lord without faith. Why? Because it's dishonorable. And that's why the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please Him. The reason why faithlessness is displeasing is because it's dishonorable. You're not respecting God's word. You're not respecting what He said. You're not respecting Him enough to fully trust in Him. And we want to fully trust in Him because we want to be honorable people. We want to be respectful people. Amen. I want to grow in my respect for the Lord. Therefore, we need to grow in our faith in the Lord. Faith is a serious thing. We need to grow in it. We need to grow in it. Faith is more important than finances. Why? Because faith embodies honor. And honor is spiritual currency. It's our spiritual finances, we could say. How are you on honor? How are your spiritual finances doing? How are your spiritual finances doing? We want to be spiritually secure. Financially, spiritually secure. How many want to be financially secure? Yeah. You know, we think of the natural. You want to be financially secure. You want to know you have enough funds to do whatever you need to do, whatever you got to do. You don't want to be insecure and worried about, I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's nice to have plenty of money. Right? It's nice to have plenty of money. It's even more important to have plenty of honor. Plenty of respect for the Lord. Plenty of faith in Him. To be fully trusting in Him. Totally depending on Him. Again, we talked about phrases like pay your respects. Pay again. It's something you're giving. It's something that you're paying with your heart when you're giving your respect. Again, what are you paying with? You're paying with your life. Your honor is your life. When you honor God, when you honor other people, you're giving a part of yourself. You're giving your life for others. Just like we said earlier, just like praying. You know, you're praying and you're praying for other people. You're believing God for other people. Man, that requires sacrifice. That requires a giving of your time, a giving of yourself, of your energy. Because again, faith isn't something you can just do off the top of your head. You gotta do it with your heart. Because true, genuine faith is of the heart. We're not just mentally assenting to the Word of God, believing mentally what God says. We're not just mentally believing for good things for ourselves or for other people. No, faith believes with the whole heart. It takes all of you. And so when it comes to praying, man, what do we got to do? We got to get down to our heart. So much of what we do in life is very superficial. I mean, it shouldn't be this way, but so much of what people do in life is very superficial. It's just stuff they could do off the top of their head. You're driving your car, you know. It's almost thoughtless. It's amazing how many times I've caught myself. I'm looking through the rearview mirror talking to the kids or so, something's going on, and then I turn around, and the next thing I know, it's like I dodged all kinds of things, and I wasn't even constantly aware of what I was doing. It was like almost mindless. You didn't even have to even think much about it. You didn't have to put much of yourself into it. It's just like kind of second nature to you. There's a lot of things that are just second nature to us in life. It's just easy. Doesn't take very much. Doesn't take very much to eat food. It doesn't take very much. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort, you know. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to eat ice cream. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to eat pizza. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort for a lot of things that we do in life. But when it comes to praying, we know we got to connect with God. We got to connect heart to heart with Him. I can't just do this thing out of the flesh. I can't just do this thing off the top of my head. I've got to connect my heart with Him. Now, we want to be at the place where connecting our heart with Him is normal. It's what we do all the time. That's how we live our life. That's how we go through our day. We're led by Him. Our hearts are always in communication with Him. We're always sensitive to Him and listening for His leading and wanting to follow Him, and we want His approval in everything. We don't want to just go out in our day and do any old thing. We want to go out following the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. And so we're to live our life out of our spirit. Out of our spirit, man, connected to the Holy Spirit. That's how we're to live. And then when it comes to praying, it's something the Lord can just lead us right into. Talking with God is just something that just flows out of our heart. And it is easier as you develop spiritually, as you grow yourself up spiritually, as you build yourself spiritually, or build yourself up on being honorable, a person that is wholehearted. A person that gives their whole heart to the Lord all the time. As you're giving of your heart all the time, what are you doing? You are sowing honor. And when you sow honor, you reap honor. You grow in honor. You become more and more honorable in life. And the more honorable you are, the easier life becomes. The more dishonorable you are, the more difficult life becomes. The more difficult it is to pray. The more difficult it is to pray. The more difficult it is to be nice. Have you ever had a day where it was tough to be nice? Huh? You just haven't. You haven't one of those days. You know, it was just everybody just, I just stay away from me. Huh? It's difficult. Why? You've drifted from honor. You've drifted from your heart. You've drifted from faith in God. And you've become more fleshy, more superficial. And so the more superficial we are, man, we get into something. Somebody does us wrong, and next thing you know, it's tough to forgive them. It's tough to let go of that offense. Man, they did me wrong. And man, folks just carry stuff around, and they can't let it go. They can't let it go. Why can't they let it go? They are deficient in funds. They're deficient in honor. They don't have enough honor in them to forgive. It takes honor to forgive, because forgiveness comes from the heart. Amen. All these characteristics of the Spirit are from the heart, and they're all characteristics of honor. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. We're going to be honorable people, not dishonorable. Sensitive to the heart of God, sensitive to other people. Walking in these things right here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Notice that. These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are the fruits of the Spirit. In other words, these are the things that proceed out of the spirit of a person. And they're all things pertaining to honor, love. Honorable people are loving people, loving, caring people. People that are unloving and uncaring are dishonorable. They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody else but themselves. They become more and more selfish, self-absorbed, more into themselves. And so again, loving is difficult. Loving is a difficult thing. We don't want loving to be difficult. We want love to be easy. We want love to just be able to just flow out of us, flow out of our heart. What do you mean? Man, we need to be just full and being refilled, refueled with the love of God all the time. Keep our account full of love. If you need to write a check in the name of love, praise God, you can do it. Huh? A lot of folks sit there, they get into a situation, you know, it's an unlovely situation. And they start reaching for their checkbook. And they look and the balance says, no love. There's no love to give. There's no more love to give. I've used it all up on me, myself and I, and Margaret. Us four, and there's no more. I don't have any more love to give. Amen. And of course, there's a love that's of the flesh. We all know that. I mean, that's what the world sings about all the time. They talk about those loving feelings. How you can lose those loving feelings. A lot of folks, again, they're just, their love is based on a feeling. You treat me nice, I'll treat you nice. You love me, I'll love you. You don't love me and you don't treat me right anymore, then I won't treat you nice anymore. See, that's a love that's of the flesh. And it just reacts to the flesh. It just reacts to what everybody else is doing. But we're talking about a love that goes deeper, that gets down to the real you. The real you. And man, out of that place, out of your spirit, out of the real you, out of the bank account of your spirit, praise God, you got love. You got plenty of love to spread around. Plenty of love to spare, praise God. You can go through your life, and not only can you write checks to your family and hand out love to your family members, how much love do you need? You need 50? You need a 20? You need a smile? Huh? You need a hug? You need a happy word? I got plenty of it. We're writing out these checks. Giving love out. Giving love out. You need some prayer? No problem. I'll get in there and I'll believe God with you. Praise God. I'll take time and pray for you. I'm not all caught up in just me where I don't have time for anybody else. I could pray for you. Then we go out into our world. We go to work. That person cuts us off on the road. I mean, for no reason at all, just people being mean and nasty to you. It's like the devil's just stirring everybody up. And people are just making mean faces at you. I mean, you even went to Walmart. And the cashier was just as mean and as unfriendly as could be. But praise God, hallelujah, after you paid your bill for your bag of goodies, glory to God, you wrote out a love check. You reached into your honor account. Come on. And you pulled out love. And you loved that person. Praise God. You gave them some of the love of God. That unconditional love. That love that's not moved by what's going on in the flesh. Because it's deeper. Comes from a deeper place. It comes from the real you. We're not just talking about putting on some kind of superficial love thing where we appear to be lovely, but on the inside or this moment we walk away, then we've got something else to say about it. Say, that's false. That's not even being real, which is being dishonorable. So we want to be genuinely honorable, giving love to those who have need of it. Now, people know there's a world out there that needs the love of God. They need the love of God. Amen. And man, we should be keeping ourselves full and overflowing with the love of God. And how do you do that? Well, number one, by being grateful. Grateful for the love of God that's been shown to you. Gratitude, thanksgiving. Being thankful shows that you appreciate, that you esteem what's been done for you. And if you don't esteem what God's done for you very much, then if it doesn't mean very much to you, then it's something that you despise. Something you despise. Despising is a strong word. A lot of times when you hear the word despise, you know, you picture a real angry-looking face and somebody hating somebody. But to just despise something, according to the scriptures, is to treat lightly. Treat is not very important. And so when we don't have a whole lot of thanksgiving about what God's done for you, then how important is it to us? How much does it mean to us? How valuable is it to us? How high are we esteeming it? We should esteem what God's done for us very high. Very high, higher than our own life, so that we can give our life in praise and thanksgiving to Him. We can give our life in worshiping God. Amen. Sharing our appreciation with Him through our praise. And what's that going to do? As we praise Him for what He's done for us, we're esteeming what He's done for us. Which means what? Means we're honoring what He's done for us. To esteem is to honor. To lightly esteem is to despise. To treat lightly. Lightly. To treat lightly as unimportant. Okay, yeah, that's great. Let's move on. Let's get on to the next thing. See, that's despising and that's being dishonorable. That's not showing honor and respect. But the more we show honor and respect, the more we're going to increase in honor and respect. Amen? It's like a muscle, man. The more you exercise it, the stronger it's going to get. The stronger it's going to get. So feed, praise God, feed on what God's done. Get all the protein of God's word in you. Just happy to know the word is spiritual food. It's full of all kinds of spiritual protein. Get the protein of the word in there, praise God, and then exercise it. Exercise it. Begin to thank God. Ooh, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for the sacrifice. How you have honored me in the giving of your life for me. Wow. God has honored you by giving his all to you, giving his life for you. And you meditate on that, feed on that, and exercise that, praising him, thanking him for it, showing your appreciation for it. What's going to happen? Your honor account is going to grow. Your esteem for what God's done for you is going to grow. Your love is going to grow. Your joy is going to grow, because that's the next thing on the list here. Verse 22 again, Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit, what flows out of your spirit, is love, joy, joy. You're going to be excited. You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy, praise God. Joyful. We should be becoming more and more joyful all the time. Joy needs to be a major part of our Christian life. You know it's dishonorable to mope around? It is so disrespectful. You're not respecting God. You're not respecting the life that he's given you. You're not respecting the people around you. Walking around depressed, walking around miserable, mad at everybody. There's no esteem for your life. There's no esteem for what you have. There's no esteem for the people that are around you. There's no appreciation. You don't value the people around you. You're not valuing what's been going on in your life. I know, how can I value what's going on in my life? I got all these terrible, I got all these bills, and I got all these things. There's a lot more things going on in your life than just trials and tests. There's a lot more going on in your life. The grace of God is on your life. He's in your life. He's with you. He's given you eternal life. Come on. So it's dishonorable to mopey. Mopey. I don't like being around mopey people. Do you like being around mopey people? Now, I'll help mopey people. Sometimes I help them by letting them know it's very dishonorable to be mopey. Sometimes it's hard to walk up to people that are mopey and say, Oh, it's okay. God loves you. You're so special. And he's got such good things for you. And it's just sometimes, it's just, oh. Why? Because their behavior is so dishonorable. They're so disrespectful concerning all the good things that are going on around them, that are going on in their life. They're so focused on negative things, which means what? Which means they're not esteeming and appreciating all the positive things going on in your life. And you just want to say, hey! Stop being a spoiled brat. Get the mug off your face. It's a disgrace. Be thankful. Thankful you're breathing air. Be thankful you're breathing air. Let's start right there. Why don't you come back to Calvary? Look at the cross. Look at what Jesus did for you. Look at people that bled and died so that you could have freedom today. Be thankful for how people gave their lives for you. And you're going to whimper and whine and cry? See, it's a dishonorable thing. And I think if we'll understand that this is disrespectful, this is dishonorable, then I think we will reject it. We will no longer yield to it. It won't be so easily, we won't so easily yield to these things. And we'll quickly get ourselves out of it, because instead of excusing ourselves and making light of how we're acting, we'll take it serious. And we'll realize, whoa, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable behavior. Regardless of what's going on around me, regardless of what I feel, this is an unacceptable response to it. So I've got to meet these things that are coming at me with some praise. I got to meet these things that are coming at me with some thanksgiving. Come on. And of course, that's exactly how you get through the thing. That's exactly how you get through the thing. That's exactly how you overcome the trials and the tests of life. It's through praising God, lifting Him up. Because when you lift Him up, it brings you up. It brings you up higher. It causes you to walk in the honor that He poured out for you, that He has towards you, that He's given you, and thus causes you to become a more honorable person, honorable, and thus be more honored in life. Why should a dishonorable person be honored in life? Why should you, being dishonorable, be honored by having victory and breakthroughs and be exalted above your trials and tests in life? Why should it dishonor? Bible says that luxury is not fitting for a fool. Honor is not fitting for a fool. Honor is not fitting for a fool. If a person's going to be dishonorable, then what are they going to reap? They're going to reap dishonor. They're going to reap dishonor. So the only way we're going to get this thing turned around, the only way we're going to be honored, the only way we're going to be lifted up, the only way we're going to be exalted is by being honorable. Being honorable. And how does that start? Lifting Him up. Lifting Him up. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Come on. Lifting God's word up. Lifting up the good things that are going on in your life. We need to value everything God's given us. Value the air that you breathe. Book of Job says, stand still and consider the wonderful works of God. Sometimes we just got to stop and just consider. Consider the flowers. Consider the trees. Huh? Consider. You hear people that when they got born again, they gave their life to the Lord and they were saved. That when that happened, it was like all of a sudden the sky looked different to them. Can anybody relate to that? Suddenly the sky looked bluer than it ever looked before. The grass looked greener. Everything just looked more lush. Everything just looked more wonderful. Why? Because they came into a place, an awareness of the goodness of God and all the good things that He's done, how good life is in God. Life is good in God. Life is good in God. Life is hard apart from God. Life is difficult apart from God. But life is good in God. So when folks come into God, come into faith in God, all of a sudden they see life completely different, and it's a wonderful place. The sky looks beautiful. Everything looks so much better. People look better. Friend, we never need to lose that. I said we never need to lose that. The sky should be getting bluer. The grass should be getting greener. Everything should be getting better and better and better. Why? Because we're seeing Him more and more and more. Our minds are on Him more and more and more. So, the experience we had at the new birth was just the beginning. It was just the beginning of revelation of how good God is to us. Like, wow. How many are growing in the reality of what Jesus did for you? When I first got saved, I got born again. I knew, okay, He died for me. I understood that enough to get saved, and it was awesome. But man, as you go on and on and on, and you think about it more and more and more, and you meditate on these things, and you give Him praise for it, it grows. Are under a revelation of how lost we were. I didn't know how lost I was. I didn't know how bad I was. Still learning about it. I didn't know how contrary to God I was. I didn't know how bad I was. I mean, I knew I had problems and I needed to get saved. But most of my problems were somebody else. Right? Most of my problems were superficial things, and I needed Jesus to save me from them. Lord, I'm in a fix. I need you to get me out of this. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Praise God. Oh, man, I got saved. God got me out of that fix. But then as I grew in God, I realized I'm the one that needs to get fixed. You know? You get over in the Word of God, and you find out even more what needs to be fixed. And you didn't know. You thought you were doing pretty good. You get over in the Word of God, and all of a sudden you get tweaked. You know, you get corrected about something else. You see something else. And all of a sudden you realize, well, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that was offensive to God. I didn't know. I didn't know that. And God's been fixing me since the day I got saved. He's been fixing me, praise God. He's been rebuilding my engine. My mind, changing my thoughts. Got some dirty oil up there. Praise God. Got to get that oil changed. Get that air filter changed. Praise God. I mean, he's working on me all the time. How did that get in there? Get that out. A lot of stuff you don't even know is in there if you don't get in the Word. To find out what's in you, you got to find out what's in the Word. Maybe that's why people don't find out what's in the Word. Because they don't want to find out what's in them. But don't be afraid to find out what's in you, because glory to God, God's got spare parts. Plenty of parts to spare. And he'll change your filter, man. He'll change things out. He'll change your tires. Some folks don't need a tire. They need their tires to be rotated. They're pulling a little bit to the left too much. You know what I'm talking about? You rotate your tires. It helps keep you balance the tires and all that. It helps the car stay going straight. You take your hands off the steering wheel, it just keeps going straight, you know. But then, you know, if it gets out of alignment, then, you know, you take your hands off the steering wheel, pulls. It just keeps pulling to the left. Have you ever had things just pulling you, just keep pulling you in the wrong direction, just keep pulling you? Well, get in the Word of God. Praise God. God will do an alignment. He'll rotate your tires. He'll balance some things. You went in there just for an oil change, but praise God, they got under there and found out some things. Hallelujah. Change my tires, Jesus. Fix me. Keep working on me. Keep transforming me. Keep changing me. Keep helping me to be more and more like you. So again, when that negativity comes, when that woe is me comes, recognize that. That is the work of the enemy. That is the devil at work. And resist it and say, no, I am not a dishonorable person. I am not a dishonorable person. I honor God. I esteem, I value, I appreciate my life. I appreciate my life. I value my life. My life is important. My life is valuable. Now, if you just listen to the devil all the time, the devil's going to tell you how your life's not worth anything. You're not worth anything. Nothing goes right for you. Nobody cares about you. You don't have anything. Look at your bank account. Look at this. Look at that. Then you need to rise up and say, thank God I got a bank account. It might not have anything in it, but glory to God, I got an account. I mean, just be thankful for what you do have. Hallelujah. You don't want to despise your life. Treat yourself as cheap. If you treat yourself as cheap, you'll sell yourself to sin. And of course, we had all done that. Thank God Jesus came and he bought us back. He paid for us with his blood and he bought us back. And now we need to recognize how much we're worth. How much we're worth in the sight of God. How valuable that we are. The fact that we were even given a chance to live. That we were born. You ever stop and think about that? You know, you could have not been born. My parents, you know, they had four boys, and they were believing for a girl, so they figured, well, we'll try again, you know. And then they tried again, and they had a girl, number five. Praise God, they had their girl. Oh, they were just happy. They were done. Praise God, we're done. 2 years later, oops, here I come. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Parents were done, man. But thank God I got here. Almost didn't make it. Now that would be depressing. Of course, I wouldn't be here to be depressed. Right? But thank God I'm here. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's something worth celebrating about. Now, not everybody else may feel about that way about me, but praise God, I'm here. Hallelujah. That's worth celebrating to me. Hallelujah, I'm here. I might not have much. I might not know much. But praise God, I get to be here. I get to show up. I get to show up on planet Earth. Hallelujah, that's something to praise God about right there. I said, that's something. You value your life. Wow, Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're amazing. You're an amazing creature, an amazing creation in God. And then to have the opportunity to be born again and have your spirit reborn and all the guilt and shame and sin washed away because of the blood of Jesus. Wow. I mean, we could just stop right there and say, praise God, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. And the more we have that attitude, the more we're honoring our life. And thus, the more honorable we're becoming. And thus, the more honored we will be in life. We will experience more and more of the honor of God in our life. When we're esteeming that he died for us, oh, we're esteeming the good things that he's done for us, and we're honoring that by esteeming that, valuing that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to see more of the goodness of God in our life. More is going to be added to us. More good things are going to happen. More breakthroughs are going to happen. And we're going to find ourselves being honored more and more and more by God. And he's just going to keep bringing us up, bringing us up, bringing us up. Now, if you don't value your life, then you're just going to stay down here and not be honored because you're being dishonorable concerning your life, being dishonorable towards your very own life. But how many people want to come up higher? Come on, how many people want to come up higher? You were created to be high. I said you were created to be high. God wants to lift you up. He says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may lift you up. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I'm coming up higher. Because I'm growing in honor. Amen. Stand on your feet with me. Praise God.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.